I woke up this morning in a tent at Warren Dunes State Park in Michigan. It rained last night, but it was still, I love to camp. I love being at Warren Dunes. I climbed up Mount Baldy yesterday for the first time this summer. You know that, if you've ever been to Warren Dunes. I made it to the top, and it wasn't so bad. I stopped about every 20 to 30 steps up and rested for 7 hours. No, I rested for about a count of 50, and then I kept going. So it didn't take me too long to get up there. But you know, I'm 52. That's not too bad. I made it up. I love camping, and I love campfires. Last night we had a campfire, and yes, we bought wood from the camp store, and it was kind of dry. And yes, I did bring one of the fake logs, you know, that you put in your fireplace because you light that thing, and then the whole thing goes up. Love campfires. I had a guitar out there playing guitar until the rain started coming. I just love to camp, love campfires. And I got a lot of campfires in my memory. I call myself a campfire guitarist. I'll go out and play at campfires. I remember camping maybe 20 years ago, and I don't know if I had a guitar there. I remember this campfire, though. There was sort of a competition going on with a couple of the campers who could make a better fire. It wasn't like a competition who can do good better. It was more like the who can jump higher, but it was about building a better fire. And they were just jawing at each other about, oh, yeah, you're supposed to do this, supposed to do that. And at one point, one of the competitors was stoking the fire, and a hot coal popped out, like popcorn. It came out, and boom, and it landed right in this person's shoe, right where the shoe part and the ankle sort of meet there. And the look of pain on my friend, oh my goodness, it was obvious. And the necessary words that they uttered while jumping and trying to remove the coal were creative, let's say. How many ways can you combine profanity to get through this excruciating pain way? That was how it was. Nowadays, and I even thought of it then, I felt for my friend, but I thought of the Mark Twain quote where he says, under certain circumstances, urgent circumstances, desperate circumstances, profanity provides a relief denied even to prayer. Yeah, so having burning coals lodged between your shoe fabric and your bare ankle, that's painful. Every time I see my friends, we talk about the still visible ankle scar from that memorable campfire. You know, I think most folks here, I don't want to, except for my mom, I don't think you can, I don't think it's possible, but I think most folks here probably can put together a pretty creative string of cuss words when they're in pain. My mom's is golly gosh darn it gee whiz. Some of the words that night kind of sounded like a prayer. They weren't. But my friend never acted unkind, and none of the people at the campfire acted unkind. It was just a string of words trying to get rid of this pain. We helped to clean the wound. We bandaged it. The rest of the campout was still fun. The words helped provide relief. They weren't directed at anyone in particular. They were just a way to communicate, ow, and to help a body release some pain-relieving adrenaline, something like that. Because pain hurts. It does. When folks are in pain, it's nice to know somebody cares. That's a theme for this morning's reading. It's similar to that sentiment. Weep with those who weep. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Love one another with mutual affection. Live in harmony with each other. Try to outdo each other in doing good. And remember that you're no better or worse than anyone else. We may not always follow that kind of advice. We may not always follow those words, but they're really good. They're really good words. If we would all strive to live them, I think we'd be better off. It wouldn't be perfect. Stuff wouldn't be perfect, but better. There's hard stuff in the reading, too. Don't repay evil for evil. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. If your enemy's hungry, give them food. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. And we live in a world where I'll get you back And how dare you say that? And I guess we'll have to bomb you to make you listen, are the followed rules. We live in a world of blame shifting, character assassination. They take the place of listening and healing. And that doesn't match at all with not repaying evil for evil or blessing those who persecute you. It doesn't match with giving your hungry and thirsty enemy food or water. And there's that bit at the end of the reading, if you do this, you'll heap burning coals on their heads. Not real burning coals like my friend got in their ankle, but startling, unnerving, profanity-inducing kindness that changes relationships. It's similar to what Abraham Lincoln said, at least he's credited with it, do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends? He's not the only person that said that. What I heard from the mouth of a seventh grader so many years ago, if we love our enemies, then how are they enemies? We heap burning coals on someone's head, startling them, saying, oh, something good, or creating such anger as to make them think a little bit about what's going on, at least you hope. If we love our enemies, how are they enemies? Love that thought. Today's Bible reading is filled with great thoughts. Every line seems to be a bumper sticker or the kind of tweet that you would like to read, the kind of tweet that you wish people in power would put out. But there's so many in here, I thought that maybe there's another way to remember it. So this week's challenge is to memorize this. I put it out in the Friday email so you can get it, and if you don't have a copy of that, ask me, I'll get it for you. With apologies to Dr. Seuss, a little poem called Kindly Words That Are Just Not Absurd. Keep your love real, not fake or pretend. Hold on to what's good and make a new friend. Have a contest about being nice to each other. Serve well and work hard for a sister or brother. Be happy and hope, and when bad's in the way, listen and pray. Listen and pray. When folks are so nasty, bless them, however. Stay away from a plan to hurt anyone, ever. When smiles are around you, you smile too. Really try. When tears are flowing, it's okay to cry. We're not better or worse. There's no sense keeping score. Make friends with folks others tend to ignore. Do your best to be kind and gentle and pleasant. Don't try to get back at someone who isn't. If you're nice to an enemy, giving food or a drink, it will first make them mad, but then happy, I think. Take this advice, oh, that you would. Overcome evil and do it with good.